this chapter. It would really be good for you to read it all. I'm just going to hit highlights here and yonder. I won't be reading that much, but I have read it. Every line, every verse is a blessing to me. The 91st chapter of Psalms. All right. In the first verse, it said, "He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." Now, that's why I'm going to go on down to the 14th verse. "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name." You know, tonight I'm glad to be under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm glad to know tonight that through Him, I is my refuge. I am the world's refuge. I will fail. My mind goes back to the time before that Psalmist David ever got started out with the Lord. And to be a king, I can see a man how that he he worshiped the Lord. The Lord told Samuel, he said to go up to Jesse's house, and there will I call, I will name a man, I can call him, I can anoint, to be king. I want you to notice, whenever we are under the shadow of the Almighty, how that God will take care of His own. Samuel said, Lord, whenever Saul hears that I'm going up to anoint a king, he will kill me. He was afraid. He was in the flesh. Now the Lord said, I would just take a heifer with you and do a sacrifice and call Jesse, invite him. Maybe I'll use my own words, but invite him down to a sacrifice and his son. Samuel, he done as the Lord told him. Listen, little David, I was a little shepherd boy somewhere on a rocky hillside. But even at that, he was still in under the shadow of the Almighty. Brother, listen, I'm glad that the Almighty's hand is upon them. That will dwell in His and abide in His presence. When Samuel went up and invited Jesse and his family down to a sacrifice, they come. What a feast. And God was working around. It didn't look bad on his part. But listen, whenever the elder son passed by, Samuel said, surely his anointing is upon this one. The half of his statue. What a man of soldier. What a man of power. That God said, I've rejected him. I don't care how big he is. I don't care how strong he is. I've rejected him. And another come down. Surely hits on him. And all of his sons come down before Samuel. Listen, and every one of them, no doubt, Samuel, I would expect the Lord to say, anoint him.
Yeah, amen.
Every one of them passed by. Samuel said to Jesse, "This is all of your sons." He said, "Yeah, they've won the ruddy bad out trying to take care of the goats."
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, Whenever Samuel said, you send for him, we're not going to sit down until the last one is here. And they sent for him when he come. The Lord said, I'd anoint him. He's the one. He got his started out on his journey. And I followed the little David across the way of his life. He had a lot to ride. He had a lot to do. Brother, listen. He slay a giant. Listen, he killed a bear. He killed a lion. Whatever coming his way. Don't you know that he was glad to be in under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen. Good preach.
Listen. Why? He said, Lord knows my name.
That's right.
Amen. You've been saved tonight. The Lord knows your name.
That's right. Amen.
It's up in heaven. Moving about. No doubt. I've no doubt many times maybe our name had been called. I have been in trouble. I've been in sorrow. And our name come up. And the Lord knows. Brother, our affliction. He sees our tears. He hears our prayers. Brother, listen. Now David went on. I'm a great and a mighty man. In faith. No marvel. Listen. The devil. I was on his trail. Listen. Lust. Flesh. About overcoming. Brother, listen. But he still abided in the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Whatever. They even sought to kill him. He was still abiding in the Lord. And turning to him, my brother, he didn't turn his back upon God. Right. Even though he done that which he just shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
But don't we all?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're here and you've lived a perfect life, you introduce yourself to me.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen.
Right.
Yeah. We are overtaken many times by the flesh. Lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Brother, listen, I will take us down if we don't turn to the Lord.
That's right.
Remember, I'm glad that we can be in under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
And the Almighty sent first His Son to make the sacrifice. He sent the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us, to protect us, because we're under His care.
Amen.
I'm glad for that. Our refuge, you know, I thought of this scripture and I thought of Eric and Melissa. I don't believe Eric would ever set foot on that boat and feel it rocking around if he had feared that the hand of God wouldn't have on him. Brother, listen, you'd have found him off somewhere in under a little bush praying, crying out to God.
That's right. You might.
If he hadn't felt like that he was under that shadow of the Almighty.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Whenever that boat go up and come down, take a dive plumbing under, the hand of God was still there.
Yeah.
Brother, whenever by the lust of the flesh, by the devil throws at us, we'll go in under if we don't lean on the hand of God.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You know, Psalm of David, he made mistakes, he made errors of his way, but so to me and you, brother, he had a lot to write about, and I like to read. No wonder he said, I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. I didn't fear the giant, and I'm not going to fear evil.
That's right. Amen.
Listen. Ain't you glad you're under the shadow of the Almighty?
Amen.
When you lay down to go to sleep tonight, brother, the mighty hand of God overshadows us and keeps us through the stillness of the night. Brother, whenever the storms of life rages, we can look on TV and see tornadoes I'm blowing everything away. Listen, you will be glad that the mighty hand of God was upon us.
Amen.
Leading us and guiding and protecting us. That's what a Christian is all about.
Yeah. Amen.
Listen, but they give their all to God. David, and I tell you what, you know what he said in one place? He said, I will turn. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help.
That's right.
My help cometh from the Lord.
That's right.
My brother, and he said, I will not be ashamed. You be ashamed of God in this world, and he will be ashamed of you.
Yeah.
At his appearance, when he said he would judge you quick and dead.
Right.
Listen, it'd be too late to pray.
Right.
It'd be too late to set things in order.
Right.
It'll be too late to turn to God after the doorway of death.
Right.
I can just almost see all of this coming to pass whenever they call the little shepherd boy from off the hill, and I want to anoint you, be king. I don't believe king meant too much to him, did he? All he wanted to do is to please who he served.
Right.
He said, I will call on my God. As long as I live, I will serve him.
Right.
Regardless of what comes or what goes, a devil throw to me, whatever you will, I can't overcome it. But the God who I serve, he can deliver me out of bondage. He'll deliver me out of sin. He will deliver me out of the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Listen, if only we knew how close that we come to death day by day.
Right.
If only we knew how close that we come to the doorway of death and God just moved things out of our way. I can almost hear him saying, I to Samuel, I said, just take a helper with you. I make a sacrifice and I will shield you from sorrow. Man, you know what might look good to me? God will refuse it. We need to come humble and obedient. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will do what? He will lift you up. I praise the Lamb of God. I can't get away from under the shadow of the Almighty. The feathers, overshadow me. And he took care of me. Brother, while the evil was raging by night, the Lord will take care of us. And the air is a flying by day. The Lord will take care of us.
Yeah, that's right.
We're the only hope. He's the only refuge that we got. Melissa, come to the piano.